6 minutes past the hour. Of course, that hour may differ depending on what part of the planet you're on right now. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. How you doing? I'm Jerry Burke, along with Cabby, who's sitting in with me here on this Sunday evening. Hey, Cabby.
Yeah, isn't there a time zone in India that's off by half an hour or
actually,
something?
Actually, you know, one of the Maritimes. Prince Edward. No, was it Prince Edward? No, it's Nova Scotia or New Brunswick. One of the two. It's off half an hour.
Yeah, whenever we would sail through there, it was a big deal. Like, you're sailing yesterday.
Boy, that wasn't exactly what you would call a showstopper, but it slowed it down a lot.
Oh, my God.
1-800-878-
This runaway train.
1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number for those of you scoring at home, or even if you happen to be alone. For those of you on the East Coast, I guess going from Baltimore all the way up through Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, Philadelphia, going up through Scranton, Binghamton, New York, Syracuse, East Albany, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island. Enjoy your weather. It was in the 70s all weekend here in San Francisco, and it was beautiful.
A little cold at night.
Yeah, it was like 53.
I had to wear a sweater.
Yeah. I had to take that thong bikini off I was wearing. Yeah.
But I still wore my shorts. It's good for my circulation.
It's not good for the aesthetics of the city though. You're never gonna be on one of their brochures for this town with those legs.
Do you know how many more wildfires there'd be if it wasn't for my big feet?
I'm not even going near that one. No, none. 1-800-878-7. By the way, if you haven't heard, there was the Pro Bowl on Sunday. I don't care.
There was a game?
Yeah,
the
NHL All-Star game, the final score was 17-12, so that's really worth talking about as well. We come back. We're heading to the – actually, it's not really the Heartland. Indiana at one time had more Klan members per capita than any other state. Did you know that? If you weren't in the Klan, you could not be a politician or a teacher in Indiana. But anyway, that was ages ago. That was like at least –
what year?
That was like, you know, 2 years ago. Spike Lee's loved in Indiana.
Right.
Anyway, my point is this. A longtime caller, first from St. Louis. Now he's in Chicagoland, actually. He's closer to Chicago than he is to the rest of the state of Indiana, despite being in Indiana. Anyway, my point is, we come back. We're talking to my man, Mike, who's a Laker fan, but then he was all about the Pacers, and now they both suck. I'm interested to hear whose team is this week. We continue on Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use Tech Erase, did you? Lucky for me. Had you used Tech Erase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Oh, no! Not the NBC Sunday Night Mystery Movie! Columbo, right?
I just saw it about a half an hour ago.
McMillan and wife with Susan St. James. Heck Ramsey with Richard Boone, which got great ratings, but he got into a contract dispute with NBC, and NBC said, see you later. They brought in McLeod.
There you go. Old Coogan's Bluff television version.
Yeah, a little Henry Mancini to get us going here.
You ever see Coogan's?
Coogan's Bluff?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I have.
That's McLeod, right? Pretty much.
Yeah, kind of. Coogan's Bluff, by the way, is a section of Manhattan. That is where the old polo grounds were. That's why Bobby Thompson's home run was called the Miracle at Coogan's Bluff.
Oh, I never heard the Coogan's Bluff reference. Ooh.
See that?
I love it.
Say, you learned something here.
Yeah.
Hold on. Very, very songs have a theremin in it. That's what that thing that goes, ooh, they hear in those B-movies. It's called a theremin. I got to let this play through because there's a crescendo in it. And I just like saying the word crescendo. Plus, I gotta light a cigarette. Oh my God! There's a minute 57 of your life you'll never get back. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live.
2 hours.
Sirius, shut up. Sirius and XM Channel 92. Christian, you're in Galveston County, Tejas, with the intellectual portion of the program. We'll get to that in just a bit. But first, we head to Chicagoland, out to Indiana, talk to our friend Mike. Mike, how are you? Welcome to Sports Overnight America.
Mike. Greetings, Earthling.
So who are you a fan of this week? Last year, first you were a Laker fan, then you were a Pacer fan because the Lakers sucked. Now the Pacers.
It's the Hawks.
Who is it this week?
Okay, I have always been a Lakers fan.
Go ahead.
They are my Western Conference team.
You see, you can't do that. You cannot do that.
Wait a minute. You can't tell me who to root for.
Yes, I can.
Oh, my God. That's what we're only reason we're here.
It's the only reason we're here is to tell people what to do. I can't do it in the streets. I got my ass kicked. I'm just kidding.
And so my Eastern Conference team is the Pacers.
And they suck, too. So what do you...
They're hurt, though. That's unfair.
That's true. Who are you hanging your... You know, we're out here in San Francisco. And by the way, Mike, it's fantastic to hear from you again. Did you have a good holiday?
Yes. I want to wish all the Sports Overnight listening audience a happy new year. And hope everybody had a happy King Day as well.
Yeah, I worked. But yes, I had a nice ML King Day. It was celebrated on the 19th. Of course, Martin Luther King would have been, I believe, if my math is correct, Martin Luther King would have been 86 years old this past January 15th.
That's correct.
See that? That's good knowledge. And I actually read this recently. Did you know Martin? Swear to God, this is true. Did you know Martin Luther King was a Boston Red Sox fan? That's a true story. He got his undergrad from Boston University, and he became a Red Sox fan when he was there. It's a true story. I didn't know that, and that would explain why It wasn't so much segregation. He was all about the little man. And it's funny, the Red Sox, the last team to integrate in 1959, and he was a Red Sox fan. I always found that kind of funny. But any event, Mike, what's on your mind, my friend?
Well, I just want to say that first and foremost, we here in the Chicago area, metropolitan.
Chicagoland, you could say that.
We have, well, that includes Northwest Indiana, where I'm at.
Right.
We,
Gary.
Have a very heavy heart. We lost one of the great human beings.
Ernie Banks passed away on Friday at the age of 83. Ernie Banks, of course, 512
great
career.
Player.
And, you know, and he had 512 home runs. And you understand, Ernie Banks played about 21 years in the bigs. And for 18 of those years, the Cubs sucked. The closest he ever came to the postseason was 8.5 games. And, you know, Ron Santo, okay, he was
in six winning seasons.
Six winning seasons in
his
whole.
Did he get MVP 59, 60?
He was the first National Leaguer to win back-to-back MVPs. Did you know that?
Ever.
At shortstop.
At shortstop, yeah.
Wow.
And, but yeah, Ernie Banks, Mr. Cub, you know, 83 years old, you know, good life. And you kind of, I was around when he stopped by XM Studios when MLB was picked up by XM when I was there, and he came by and I saw him being interviewed. Rob Dibble was there. I didn't get a chance to ask him anything, but someone asked him a question I would have asked. I was sitting in the room with him, and he's, you know, all those years, and you, let's be honest, the closest you came was 69. And you guys just threw away a 9-game league inside of a month and lost by 8.5 games. I said, did it ever bother you that you never played in the postseason? And he said, you know, at first it did, but when you look back at it, you know, how many people get to say, and he said this, how many people get to say that they got to call their office Wrigley Field for over 2 decades? And you know what? I'll give him that one.
Oh, he appreciated his job.
Well, yeah. The eternal optimist, and he was – probably go down as the greatest Cub ever.
Well, you know, I agree with you. And, you know, it's fun. I'm glad you brought that up, Mike. I was watching a documentary. It was on the MLB Network a couple of days ago. Look, I'm here in San Francisco, and in saying this, this is almost sacrilegious. But everyone says, you know, Willie Mays may have been the greatest Major League Baseball ever. You can make an argument. A 302 average, you know, 660 career home runs. Most putouts, I think he had 17,000 putouts in center field, which is still the record. But you know what? Hank Aaron was a better ball player. Hank Aaron just wasn't flashy. He played in Milwaukee and Atlanta. His hat never fell off when he ran.
Led the league in doubles.
Hank Aaron.
All-time doubles.
Still,
not just home runs.
Doubles and RBI.
And this is a Giants fan.
And RBIs. You know, Mike, let me ask you something. And like I said, saying this out here in San Francisco is almost sacrilegious. You know, Ernie Banks, it's kind of tough to say because he was never on a team that was contending. What would he have done if he had other people to bat around him? So you really can't make that argument. But, I mean, I love Willie Mays. Don't get me wrong. Fantastic ball player. The Red Sox could have had him, but he was the wrong color. That's a true story. Hank Aaron was a better ball player, and not just because the numbers prove it. He was a better ball player than Willie Mays was. Would you agree?
I would say that Hank was
he was a damn good outfielder. People tend to forget he was
I think Mays had him defensively.
Yeah,
all around hitting, I think.
Hank had that consistent, boring style.
Yeah, and that's why his hat never flew off.
And he was just, you know, Henry was just right there. You know,
hitting 310 every year, hitting 35 to 45 home runs, driving in 120 runs every. Every year, and with a strike zone that went from the knees to the armpits, okay. And
well, I'll give you a good modern day example. He's the Tim Duncan of Major League Baseball. Not flashy. You know what's coming.
And then you wake up one day and you realize he's been around for 20 years and he's like fifth all-time scoring or something. Yeah, I see what you mean.
You just can't. You know it's coming, but you can't stop it. Now, Willie was a more flashy guy.
Right, he was.
And when it came to making plays.
Aaron was a damn good right fielder, though. A damn good one.
Yes, he was. Hank was an outstanding glove. I mean, but nothing flashy.
Nothing flashy. Yeah, Willie Mays was.
But Willie was the guy who was a 5'2", 5'2".
You know, Aaron was
and
too.
See, Aaron didn't do on the base pass what Willie did.
You know, it's fine. Because of the team he played with. When you have Eddie Matthews batting behind you, you don't want to try to steal a lot of bases.
Well,
Eddie,
this is true, but I'm just saying.
You know, Eddie, real quick, do you know Eddie Matthews was the only man to hit a home run out of dead center field in the Polo Grounds? 483 feet away in a 25-foot wall. That was a shot.
Well, I mean, the Braves, when Hank was there, they were tough.
Do you know who came the second closest? This is going to kill you when I tell you. Ready for this? And it was a ball that hit the midway up the wall. Lou Brock. People tend to forget Lou Brock.
Lou Brock
hit a home. I saw the film. He hit a home run in the 1968 World Series at Tiger Stadium. 440 feet, and he put it in the upper deck.
He was lights out.
Yeah, he was lights out. Anyway, Mike, we got about 2 minutes left. What else is on your mind, my friend?
So we just want to say that we'll be, you know, there'll be memorial services for Ernie this week. Mm-hmm. So for those who can get any kind of Chicago cable or GN or anything to pay attention, because not only has one of the great ambassadors of baseball, but one of the great people.
He was a class guy. He was a class guy.
Have left here. I just want to say this, though. I am very interested in the Bulls will be out there Tuesday, so we'll see.
Oh, there you go.
Your Golden State Warriors, they prognosticators say that they picking y'all.
Yeah, they're tops on the list right now. They overtook the Bulls in Cleveland. Hey, Mike, thanks for your call, man. We'll talk to you soon. Go Celtics.
Go Lakers.
Talk to
go
you.
Go Warriors.
Talk to you soon, my friend.
All right.
Bye-bye. 1-800-878-7529. Hey, Christian, you're in Galveston County, Texas. Hey, can you sit tight through the break for me?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, see, this is why we like Christian. Let me ask you, Christian, how was your weekend?
Yours?
I actually watched UFC on Saturday night.
Cool.
I'm going to 184 in Los Angeles on February 28th at the Staples Center.
That's cool, but did you kind of feel awkward that the people in Sweden were watching the event very early in the morning?
No, I thought that was cool. I mean, Ali and Frazier fought at 9 in the morning. Ali and Foreman fought at 4 in the morning. What's the big deal?
Wow.
Well, they did. We'll talk about that when we come back. Hey, Christian, you sit tight. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number for those of you scoring at home. Christian, of course, with the intellectual portion of our program out of Galveston County Tech. Hey, guess what we're going to do? Coming up here in about 16 minutes and 33 seconds, we're going to be talking with a girl who was just the hottest thing on two legs when I was in high school. She's a couple of years old. She was a couple of years older than I am. She still is.
Deborah Harry of Blondie?
I met Debbie here. I had such a thing. Her and Tina Weymouth. I had such a thing for him.
I'm not even.
What do we got here? Hold on.
Mine was military-based.
Oh, man. Shoulder Pad Scott's getting a hold of me here. He texts me. Yeah, okay. Any event, 1-800-87. But anyway, we come back at 40 past the hour. We're going to be talking with her father, Bob Lipsky, was one of my high school baseball coaches. He had one at bat in the big leagues. But Mary Grace stopped by to pick up her son's jacket. They left when they had dinner up here with me a while back, and we kept Mary Grace on the air with her kids. It was kind of fun. So we're going to check into that in just a little bit. 1-800-878-7529. We start the segment with Henry Mancini. We go out with Leo Sayer. Talk about your quality programming.
I flipped a car during a Leo Sayer song, and
this is cool. Listen to this.
Broke its axles, and the only thing going was Leo Sayer. This is Leo Sayer?
Yeah, he wrote this song.
Oh,
everyone thinks I was Three Dog Night. Leo Sayer
did. No, you were playing this last week. Yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah, thank you.
It's TDM, baby. 1-800-878-7529.
Sirius and XM Channel 92. This is Sports Overnight America.
I won't let the show go on. Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
God, you two are so predictable, aren't you? I mean, a bitch with a drug habit in your anybody's, aren't you?
By the way, I love Jennifer Saunders.
You ought to see her in the new Avengers.
Jennifer Saunders is a new event?
No, that girl you just played. Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, Jennifer Saunders. Oh, she's in that.
Oh, my God. And she's about 20 years younger.
I
the
like Jennifer.
New Avengers with Patrick McNeil. Oh, man, baby.
The Who.
Lay down beside me. Love ain't for keeping.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92. If you ever run into Glenn Jones, G-L-Y-N-N Jones, shake his hand. Glenn Jones was an associate bottom-rung producer for MCA Records. Pete Townsend, after Tommy was putting together this thing called the Lifehouse Project, and it fell apart. Townsend almost went nuts. He literally, actually, he had mental, what they called back then mental exhaustion. And there's all this stuff, like basically laying on the studio room floor, you know, tapes and everything like that. And Glenn Jones went to Pete Townsend, actually went to Daltrey, I think it was. And I said, you know, I think I can make an album out of this. And Daltrey's like, yeah, do whatever you can. And he put together Who's Next.
Oh, my
So if it wasn't Glenn, it wasn't for Glenn Jones, you know, this 24-year-old kid thinking, you know, I think I can make something out of this. If you, you know, if it weren't for Glenn Jones saying, I think I can do this, basically he was just kissing ass. There would not have been a Who's Next.
My favorite.
Give you an idea how good this album was. Joined Together and Long Live Rock from the same sessions didn't even make it on the album. That's a good album.
My favorite song is My Wife, Pete Entwistle.
And a lot of people say that.
I don't know why.
Arguably the greatest musician in rock history. And easily the best bassist. If you ever get a chance, go to YouTube and type in Oxcam. And they have an isolated bass from a concert held in 77 or 78. And you hear songs like Won't Get Fooled Again. It's unbelievable. 1-800-878-7529, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. Bottom of the hour, we get back to Galveston County, Tejas, intellectual portion of our program. Christian, how are you, my friend? Welcome to Sports Overnight America.
Good evening, Jerry Burke and Cabby, the right-hand man, Jerry Burke.
Right-handed.
I'm a lefty. So what's on your mind? What's on your mind, my friend?
Underhanded.
I get to see Ronda Rousey.
Okay. Switch hand, man.
I'm a lefty. So, yeah, I get to see Ronda Rousey in person. Can't wait. And I have my media pass, so I'm going to try to sneak in the locker room.
Please don't wink at me, Jerry.
Shut up. Anyway, what's on your mind, my friend?
Okay, a couple of questions. First of all, when it comes down to Mike Krzyzewski's 1,000th career victory.
Next.
Next topic.
You know what? Forget it.
Yeah, exactly. I got news for you. If I coached someplace for 620 years, I'd get 1,000-year victories, too. Mike Krzyzewski's a good guy. He's with a good program. He's done a good job. He did a good job when he was an assistant at West Point. Mike Krzyzewski deserves every last laud and honor and pat on the back that he gets. It's okay. Really? Really? All right, yes. Mike Krzyzewski. Woohoo. Next.
Okay, next.
Virginia.
I know you have a disgust with the NHL All-Star Game and the NFL Pro Bowl,
mm-hmm.
But do you think it's about time that the respective owners of
respective owners,
Roger Goodell, decide to just, okay, you know what? These games aren't generating any interest. We might as well go ahead and cancel them just for the sake of humanity.
What they should do with the Pro Bowl is what they used to do back when I was a very little kid.
Hawaii?
No, they used to play at the LA Coliseum, remember?
What they did was
that the Super Bowl winner would take on a college all-star team. Actually, one year the college all-star team beat the Bears, and the Bears were the defending Super NFL champs. This back in the early 60s. They should get the college all-star team would take on the defending Super Bowl champion.
Go back to the AFC, NFC, one week after the Super Bowl. Pro Bowl is the coming down off the drug.
Here's the problem with that, though. Okay? Here is the problem with it. All right? There is never an NFL game where someone doesn't get hurt. It does not happen. You don't read about it. Usually it's like a third-string linebacker. In every NFL game, there is one person whose career basically ends in every game. You don't know this, but it happens.
Oh, sure. No.
Okay? Now, you're talking a Pro Bowl game, so you're talking about the marquee players and on all these players' teams. What owner with an IQ over soup is going to let or want his player to play in that game knowing that I have already paid this guy a guaranteed X million amount of dollars? He's made $5 million a year for the last 3 years. He's got 3 years left on his contract, and he blows out an ACL in a meaningless game. And here's the thing. With football, you can't go half-assed. You go half-assed, you're going to get hurt. So there really is no I think you're right. I think they should just get rid of it. I really do. Right now, it's nothing more than a marketing ploy for ESPN. That's all it is. I mean, the NHL game, that's ridiculous. 17-12 in a hockey game. All right, that's really. It's a shootout. Nothing. Did they forget to put the goalies in the net, for Christ's sake?
Well, it's all breakaways.
It was backyard hockey. You should know something about that.
Backyard hockey. I played hockey as a kid. I was a damn good goalie. You know what made me so good? I wasn't quick enough to get out of the way. But my point is, thank you.
How many concussions?
I don't know. My point is, that's ridiculous. If I'm going to see a hockey game, I am not going to go see a hockey game. And I don't care if the best players in the world are there or not, to see something that ends 17-12. I'm sorry. It's like having too much ice cream. You get a headache after a while. It's like, would somebody please check somebody?
Disney on ice.
It's basically what it is, yeah.
With sticks.
Yeah.
Something to think of it. It's exactly why people go to hockey games, just to see fights.
No, that's not true. You talk to a real hockey fan, that's not why they go.
No.
Only someone from Texas would say that. I got news for you.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, fights are a necessity in hockey. Everyone says, well, they should eliminate it. Well, I got news for you. If it weren't for fights in hockey, then they would be doing it against each other inside the boundaries of the game. People would really get hurt. You have to understand, whenever there's a fight in hockey, two out of every three times, those guys look at each other and say, hey, you want to go? Which shoulder? They literally say it to each other on the ice. You had enough? Let's go. Which shoulder? And sometimes they'll say, no, let's wait. These are not spontaneous. These are people who just got on each other's nerves after a while, and they just want to get some energy out. That's how it works. Christian, we got to go, my friend. You take care of yourself, okay?
All right, I'll talk to you on social media, and hopefully you'll fix that Twitter account.
Yeah, I got to get a new. So I used to be at Radio Misery. I keep forgetting my account, my password, so I'm going to start a new Twitter thing. So ignore Twitter. You can get a hold of us on Facebook at Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally, Jerry, GERRIEBURKE. Our thanks to Christian in Galveston County, Texas. Our thanks to you, Cabby.
If you want to reach me, San Quentin Correctional Facility, visiting hours are 9 to 5.
Yeah, you and Scott.
Monday through Friday.
You and Scott Peterson.
Oh, my God.
We're talking to the hottest.
He never shuts up.
We're talking to the hottest chick from Scranton, Pennsylvania when we come back, kids. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
If you've ever imagined yourself in Hawaii, YMT Vacations will make your dreams come true. With a perfect climate, breathtaking scenery, and exquisite beaches, you can experience paradise with YMT on a 13-day four-island tour. Feel the warm sand beneath your toes on Oahu. Smell the flowers and see the brilliant colors of Kauai. Discover spectacular waterfalls and lush tropical foliage on Maui, or picture yourself strolling the black sand beaches of the Big Island. YMT Vacations offers weekly departure dates with beautiful hotels on all four islands, baggage handling, tour guide drivers, sightseeing, flights between the islands, and free time to relax. For details and reservations, call YMT at 1-888-400-5770. Don't miss out on this trip of a lifetime at the guaranteed lowest price from only $1,649 plus tax. Low-cost airfare available too. Call today, 1-888-400-5770.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
We'll be right back.
John Sebastian on the harmonica. From the Morrison Hotel album, arguably their best album back in 1968, G.D. Morrison and the Doors. One 800 878 75. Don't call. I don't want you to call. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. Sit your ass right there. Along with the great Arthur Ballesteros, I'm Jerry Burke, the host of this unmitigated disaster. Baz, we're going to talk about some tall guys with thyroid conditions making multi-millions of dollars, but would you mind if I was personal with my audience now?
No, please, by all means.
By the way, chiropractor, you digging the beanbag chair? Things like the size of a Prius, isn't it? Yeah. Now joining us in... You got to talk in the silver thing. Now joining us in studio. Now, you keep the headphones on because Mary Grace can hear me, but you want to hear what your mom sounds like in a microphone, right? As I stated during the open, that has to be, 3 months ago now? Well, I can actually check. Let me see. I got the date on it. Hold on here. Baby roll. Let it roll. Baby roll. Let it roll. August 17th is when I had your dad on. So that's 4 months ago. 4 months ago, I had the great Bob Lipsky, who went 0-for-1 lifetime in the majors, betting for the Cleveland Indians against the New York Yankees at Yankee Stadium. And the woman who put me in touch with Mr. Lipsky, God, I still call him that, a 25-year state trooper in the Pennsylvania ranks, as they say, is his daughter, who I have known, fellow alum of Scranton Central High School, the corner of North Washington and Vine Street. And her daughters, her son, and her husband are in here right now. And I just wanted to wish her and her family a very happy holidays, and thank you very much for coming by to pick up your son's jacket. You can talk now. So it's on.
Well, thank you.
How are you doing? It's good to see you after, 2 months now. It's been since you went to get the... Hey, Babs. Got two little kids fighting over a set of headphones so they can hear what their mother sounds like. When they're teenagers, they're not going to... That's going to last a lot. You've never been a parent before, have you, Mary Grace, before this?
No.
But you're a former teenager, much like I was. Mm-hmm. See, I spent more time at Shannon Riley's house because she was a block away. She threw some great parties. You didn't hear that. But anyway, listen, thank you for coming by. I got you guys some gifts. You can get your hands off my old gray whistle test. Thank you very much.
The only thing he truly loves.
That's the only thing I do. I don't have anything. My dog's dead. My dad's been dead 3 years. My family's 3,000 miles away. I got Mary Grace and my old gray whistle. And I got you.
Yeah, oh,
count for much. And I have my Kettle One. No, you count for much because I have my Kettle One.
Oh, yeah. You only get that through me, though.
Yeah, I know. I just drink Absolute, God forbid. But listen, I want to thank you very... Babs, get the phone, will you? Can you do that for me? Thanks. I want to thank you very much for coming by. It was really, really nice of you to stop by and pick up your son's jacket after 2 months. I really appreciate that.
I'm glad you still had it.
I washed it, actually.
Wow.
It needed it. Somebody spilled pasta on it when we went and ate at Rossini's a couple of months ago. Then that was you. It was. And now here's the thing. I took, how do I pronounce her name again?
Gala.
I taught Gala how to juggle. And I saw a video of you actually not breaking things when you were throwing stuff in the air. Right? How's your juggling going? Are you any good yet? Can you do it? Okay, so when we go to a commercial, you're going to show them, because I always have my juggling stuff with me. Okay? Yeah? You want to come over and say hi in the microphone? You want to say hi? Okay, so wait. Have you ever heard yourself in a microphone before? Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go sit in your mom's lap, because she's not going to be able to reach the microphone, and take the headphones off your brother there real quick, and I want you to pop those headphones on real quick. Don't choke him to death with them. Okay, because now I want you to get up there. Now you're in the microphone. I want you to say. Now here's what I want you to say. Okay, now because we're gonna put this together as part of what's called an audio package, and what I want you to do is after I say it, I want you to say it. Now put your mouth about this close to the microphone, and I want you to say,
"You're listening to."
No, you're listening to. Try it again.
You're listening to.
Sports Overnight America.
Sports Overnight America.
See, now I can edit that together and make it sound like you know what the hell you're talking about. And you'll be on Sirius and XM Radio, iHeart, iTunes, Stitcher. There's some people with Progresso soup cans right now and a string that are listening to us, and you'll be listening to them. Now put Nathaniel, sit on mom's lap, and I want you to put the headphones on, and you're going to do the same. Babs, this is just scintillating, isn't it?
It is,
Who's on the phone, by the way?
It's Mike in Indiana.
Oh, okay, Mike, you sit tight for a second. All right. Now, I want you to do the same exact thing I said. Now, I'm going to say it, and I want you to say it back to me just like I say it to you. Put your mic a little, there you go. Say, you're listening, back up a little bit. You're listening to.
You're listening to.
Sports Overnight America.
Sports Overnight America.
The Giants suck.
The Giants suck.
That's my favorite. Yeah,
he's a Giant fan.
Yeah.
Why are you saying?
But because I'm a Red Sox. Because I'm a Red Sox fan, and he's an A's fan. That's why.
Why are you?
I'm not making you. What am I holding a gun to your head, kid? Listen. By the way, it's really good to see you again. How you been?
Good.
Did you buy your sister something nice for Christmas?
No.
Dude, I have four sisters, okay? Here's a newsflash for you. Someday, they're going to bring their friends over. Be nice to her now. Trust me on this one. I know it means absolutely nothing to you now. Trust me on this one. Be nice to her now. When you're about 16 or so, it's going to pay dividends. Trust me.
Okay.
You don't give the headphones back to your mom real quick.
Okay.
Mary Grace Lipsky-Bosco joins us here at Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and X. Mike, you're in Indiana. You sit tight. We're going to get to you in a little bit. You are a sign language interpreter.
Yes, I am.
Now, I taught myself the rudiment. I know enough to get away with it. And I taught myself when I was in college because never know when you might meet a good-looking deaf woman. And I'm not kidding you. That's why I learned. You're a little older than me. You graduated when I was a freshman in high school. Were you interested in that when you were in high school?
I got interested in high school, yes.
Well, how did you? Okay, now I take it you're fluent in it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, oh, by the way, it's nice to see you. Okay, mm-hmm. See you. Very good. Were you a special ed major in college or is that how it worked out?
And, right.
Okay, now.
But the interest started before because in our hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Well, I'm not from there originally. You are, I'm not.
Okay.
You're a transplant. I don't claim hell with a zip code as my native land, but go ahead.
In Scranton, Pennsylvania.
That was how you pronounce it. No N, no T.
Was the Scranton State School for the Deaf.
Scranton State School for the Deaf, right.
Formerly known as the Oral School.
The Oral School, right. Exactly. And they had to change that name because it was the 70s and it was a lot of fun. Anyway.
Well, the whole philosophy of teaching deaf children changed.
So did the term Oral School at that point. So you got involved with that. And where'd you go to school again? You told me and I can't remember.
Penn State.
Penn State. You and my dad. I used to have season tickets to Penn State games. And I used to go there just to root against them. And I had T-shirts of West Virginia, Pitt, Syracuse, Temple, Maryland, Notre Dame, everyone. And then they joined the Big Ten, and I had to get a whole new wardrobe. I mean, it was terrible. So you go to Penn State, and now, when you go for special ed, you have to learn all kinds of different vocational activities for special educational needs. How do you get intensively involved in that aspect of it while you're basing a specific major around special ed? How does that work?
Well, I actually was majoring in deaf ed.
There's such a thing?
Yep.
I didn't know that. See, I have a woman, she's a year older than I am. I used to date named Cheryl O'Reilly. Her brother, Matt O'Reilly, was a basketball player at William & Mary. The guy's worth like nine figures now. Cool guy. But his roommate was Curtis Pride at William & Mary. Curtis Pride is deaf, but read lips and actually spoke. He was born deaf, but actually could speak very well. He played in the majors for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. That was back in the days of the oral school.
Okay, so he's like about four years younger than me. Mm-hmm. So is that still work that way? Or is it not? Do they? Because I know, because here's the hearing impaired. It's not deaf. You say hearing impaired.
No, it's deaf.
Okay, the deaf culture, they kind of pride themselves on that now.
Being deaf.
Well, yeah, because the whole thing with the controversy with the cochlear implant and all of that.
Yes.
Do you find any? I mean, why is it that some culture? Why is it that some aspects of that culture kind of what's the word I'm looking for? They kind of rebel against if their kid's deaf and they're deaf and the kid can get a cochlear implant, they'll say no, I don't want the kid. There are actually instances of where parents don't want the kid to get the cochlear implant so they can hear. Why is that?
Well, the same reasons why they don't align with the terminology. Hearing impaired, because that is saying there's something impaired about them.
Oh, Babs, what am I impaired with?
You're impaired by vodka, mainly.
That works. I'm all right with that.
Poor parenting, on the other hand.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Mary Grace knows my mom. She knew her really. My mom was a good mom.
Mm-hmm.
I was just a bad kid. There's a difference between the two. Oh, so, and where are you teaching now?
Well, I'm working for a school district in a non-teaching capacity.
Case managing. Okay. So you're not here. You're not filling out any paperwork on me or anything like that, are you?
No.
Okay. I'm just checking. That. Mary Grace, I want to thank you for your time. It's great to see your kids here. Why don't you guys stick around? We're going to go to a break. We're going to come back. We're going to have Babs do an update. because I don't want to do them anymore. And he needs his practice. We're going to explain why Babs needs to do his practice on his updates here in a little bit. It's nothing that he did wrong. It's just something he's going to do that's going to involve making more money than he makes here, and that's not saying a whole hell of a lot. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number for those of you scoring at home. Even if you happen to be alone, I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener. Going back to your senior year in high school. My freshman year in high school, from The Wall, Pink Floyd. A little Young Lust action. It's great to see you again, Mary Grace. Happy holidays to you, David, and the Gruesome Twosome. We're just sitting there staring at me like I owe them money or something.
The Gruesome Twosome.
Yeah, that's what we used to call it. We had twins.
That's a good one.
You like that one, the Gruesome Twosome?
Haven't heard that one.
You haven't heard that one yet, the Gruesome Twosome? Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. Our thanks to Mary Grace Lipsky-Bosco, our fantastic husband, David. You can take the... They're okay. I have a whole box of them. Put them on your tree, for Christ's sake. It's like I gave you something for Christmas. Don't forget your DVDs. And, oh, don't look in that drawer. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. Our thanks to Mary Grace Lipsky, hottest chick in the history of Scranton Central High School. At least until I find someone else to come on the show from there. 1-800-878-7529. That's the number for those of you scoring at home, or even if you happen to be alone. Along with the great Cabby, I'm Jerry Burke. This is an actual Los Angeles operator they tricked into doing this. She thought she was breaking up a marriage, by the way. Pretty clever, huh? This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, XM Channel 92.
Are you accepting charge from the United States? Calling, are we reaching?
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I ain't nobody rabbit!
Our thanks to Mary Grace Lipsky. Cabby, our thanks to you.
Oh, anytime.
Fred Wallen's going to be in next hour. So we got that going for us, which is nice. Little Jimmy Page in the background here.
There you go. Yeah, there's a top musician.
Had no intention of becoming a professional musician. He wanted to be a medical biological researcher. He wanted to go into biological research for cancer treatments when he was in high school.
Doesn't he do that with groupies?
Yeah, get laid more if he can hit the axe.
I meet a nice woman. I want to do some biological research myself.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, of course.
Really? Come on, that was too easy.
That's a dream of mine.
Way you dress, keep dreaming. With those calves? Oh, yeah, that's...
I have to look scary for the streets when I go back home. The streets of San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, the rough streets. Exactly, the rough streets still they may be.
And any time a guy might come up and kiss me or something like that.
I'm cool with that. You know, as long as he buys me a drink first. I told you, man, this past June... The Gay Pride Parade, it's Gay Month, Gay Pride Month here in San Francisco. During the Gay Pride Parade, guys come up to me, they spray sprinkles on me, they put a crown on me, a boa around me, and they christened me Princess Boo Boo. I liked it. So I was Princess Boo Boo. I actually went on the air and I dressed as Princess Boo Boo.
There you go. And it was by choice?
What was I going to do, say no?
Besides, it's not gay.
They went out of their way to coronate me Princess Boo Boo. Of New Montgomery Street. That's where it happened, New Montgomery Market.
Oh, nice.
So, you know.
You're a celebrity. Holy cow. Well, I didn't know I was sitting here with somebody that was
well known.
Yeah. No, by the way, it's not Gay Pride Month anymore. It's Gay Pride Year. So,
yeah. Welcome to San Francisco.
That's it. By the way,
for those of you in the Bible Belt, yes. They ain't hurting nobody. It's being left-handed or right-handed. Okay? Truth is.
They just want to rearrange your furniture. That's all.
And help you with your fashion.
That's it. Get over it.
Rick Santorum, how is this ruining your life? If we were going to be doing an update right now, I'll just let you know. In the NHL All-Star Game, the final was 17-12, and the pro football, you know, who cares? I really don't care. I really, really, really don't.
You mean I slept through a football game today?
Yeah, and didn't wager on it.
Oh, man. Oh.
This update would have been brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Tis the number one training device being used in the big leagues right now through the minors, all the way down to, you know, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Now, I have the upcoming wiffle ball season with my now 14-year-old neighbor, Jennifer Pearsall. I've been playing against her now for like six, seven years. I'm like 91-0. We play at Nagley and Ellington. And I'm telling you, this thing's helped my wiffle ball swing. She's toast this year.
I can't believe you beat a girl. I refuse to accept that as fact.
You never saw her mother. But in any event, yeah, last year we had a couple of games. They weren't rained out, but she got grounded. So we have to play doubleheaders. But we only charge one admission for both games. So when we do get those. But now she's 14 and everything. But, you know, I thought she'd grow out of this. You know, once she started growing into things. She still likes playing wiffle ball with Boo here. She's cool with it.
Boo.
Princess Boo Boo. Yeah. Well, I was called Boo growing up because I never said Boo. As you can see, I grew out of that. Any event,
I thought it was a biological mistake again.
Shut up. Go to phbat.com. The coupon code PHBAT14. Get a great deal. Help you with your swing. Chili Davis, the new hitting instructor for the Boston Red Sox, who did miracles here with the Oakland A's.
Hitting coach.
Big time devotee great of the Pro coach. Hammer Bat. Make sure you check him out. Go to phbat.com. Those idiots at the USA Network next with what they humorously refer to as the news. Boys and girls of all ages. That's Cabby. I'm Jerry Burke. You're the listener. Fred Wallen's in next hour. This is Sports Overnight America.
USA Radio News, I'm Cub Buning. President Barack Obama arrived in India on Sunday for a three-day visit. Many topics to discuss with the large Asian nation. The country's cities continue to have notorious pollution problems Obama is looking to attack head-on.
We're also launching new joint projects to improve air quality in Indian cities. The United States will share more data and develop tools to help India assess and adapt to the impact of climate change.
The trip for the president was the start of a new process and hope for a relationship with India.
The United States and India have declared a new declaration of friendship that elevates and formalizes our partnership. And not only is it grounded in the values we share, but it commits us to more regular meetings at the leaders' level and sets up frequent consultations across our government.
The president is attending the annual Republic Day parade, the first U.S. head of state to do so. I'm Cub Buning, USA Radio News.
Millions of families will be tuning in to watch the Super Bowl, and here's an important tip. Safe Gauge Worldwide and the Consumer Electronics Association, or CEA, are teaming up for National TV Safety Day, the day before the Super Bowl, by urging parents to make sure the TVs in their homes are safe before the big game. President and CEO of Safe Kids Worldwide, Kate Carr.
We're asking families to add one important task to their Super Bowl prep. Take a look around your home. Can the flat panel TV tip over? Have you moved the old bulky TV to a bedroom dresser where it rarely gets watched? On National TV Safety Day, recycle that old TV. Your home will be safer for it.
Older, bulky TVs placed on high furniture can tip over and cause serious injuries, even death, if children climb onto the furniture. In fact, every 3 weeks, a child dies from a television tipping over. Safe Kids and CEA encourage families to remove old, unwanted TVs from the home and recycle them. Find out how at safekids.org. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
Big election in Greece over the weekend as left-wing party Syriza winning 75% of the votes. Georgios Orgas is a teacher and is hopeful, but still cautious for possible changes to come.
There are many years now we are expecting solutions, and it's not the day. We believe it will be the beginning to find a way to go to the solutions.
Leader of the Syriza party, Alexis Tsipras, sees the day as a landmark one for the nation.
Greek people will regain social cohesion and dignity. And the message is that our common future in Europe is not the future of austerity, it's the future of democracy, solidarity, and cooperation.
The results put the country on a collision course now with the European Union over its massive bailout of the country back in 2010. Let's connect on social media. We'd love a like on Facebook and a follow on Twitter at USA Headline News. USA Radio News.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
A massive blast of winter weather on a collision course for the American Northeast. After winter conditions hampered much of the Midwest on Sunday, looks to batter huge portions of the eastern seaboard, with already thousands of flights canceled for Monday and already into Tuesday. The city of Boston is preparing for a big dump. Peter Judge of the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency sees a big one on the horizon.
We're talking feet, not inches. It's anticipated at this point sometime Monday night into sometime late on Wednesday.
Judge knows the state and the city have a bit of a head start already.
We sort of had a dry run, if you will, over the last couple of days where we did have 5, 6, 7 inches of snow in the area, in which we probably had the better part of about 3,000 plows out there. And certainly we'd expect that number to be ramped up.
Meanwhile, the city of New York bracing for blizzard conditions. The mayor's putting the city on high alert. They prepare to remove snow of more than 6,000 miles of city streets. So just who will be the names we choose from when we return to the presidential polls in 2016? The familiar names of Mitt Romney, Hillary Clinton, and even Sarah Palin continue to make headlines as they hint at the possibility or likelihood of a run for the Oval Office in 2 years. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is another name gaining steam. Jindal sees an opening due to a lack of something in leadership of our country.
Something I'm seriously looking at, I'm praying and thinking about. If I do decide to run, I think this country, I think our nation needs leaders who have the courage to speak the truth to us.
I'm Cub Buning, USA Radio News.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
The following has been pre-recorded.
Hey, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America. He's Jerry Burke in San Francisco. Fred Wallen's down here in Los Angeles. Louis Black is around the world. And we're with you at 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. We'll talk about this, that, anything in sports. If you agree with us, fine. If you disagree with us, probably even better. We'll probably give you more airtime if you make any sense whatsoever. When you think about doing a whole show like this, and I've been doing them for years, you try to set a pattern of what direction you're going to take. However, a couple of hours before the show began, we discovered that Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks, had passed away at the age of 83. Nothing else plays as strongly as that. Nothing else is as important as that. I met Ernie Banks a couple of times in my life at a couple of banquets. He was a great ball player, and he was a very friendly man. And to Chicago Cub fans, we're so sorry. Rest in peace, Ernie Banks. Jerry, I'm sure you've got some stories. Let's play two.
You know, the one thing about Banks, he never played in a postseason. The closest he ever came to the postseason was 8.5 games.
He played on some really bad Cub teams.
And that's even more impressive that he had the career he did. Most of the time they pitched around him. He still had 512 home runs.
512 home runs, couple MVPs.
One with the last place team, first person to do it. Right?
Hall of Famer, 1977, first to vote, of course. If you have any comments about the death of Ernie Banks, maybe you're a Cubby fan. Of course, they lose Ron Santo a couple of years ago, and now Ernie Banks. And those two guys over the last 40, 50 years would be considered the Cubs. 1-800-878-PLAY.
I think you can make an argument for only maybe two other people. You can say you think Cubs, Ryan Sandberg, and Fergie Jenkins.
And Fergie Jenkins, yeah.
Only Canadian in the Hall of Fame.
1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. We come back. We'll talk about everything else in sports, including something that happened not far from Jerry on a Friday night in one quarter, in 12 minutes. Something that if you missed it, you had to see it to believe it. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. He's Jerry. I'm Fred. I presume now your name right here on Sports Overnight America. Back after this.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself?
Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You know, we got to do it someday. Throw away all the guns and invite all the jokers from the North and the South in here to a cocktail party. Last man standing on his feet at the end wins the war.
All right, it's Sports Overnight America. He's Jerry Burke. Louis Black will join us later. I'm Fred Wallen. You're going to join us all night long. Very simple to come on aboard at 1-800-878-7529 for the SiriusXM. Listeners, please join us. You could always email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. So as indicated a couple hours before the show, the very sad news, the death of the great Cub, maybe the greatest Cub of all time, Ernie Banks. And so I'm turning the channel. I'm switching the channels.
They don't call him, they don't call you Mr. Cub unless you are the Cub. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're Mr. Cub. Yeah. Okay. I'm figuring what we're going to do as we start this show, and then I turn to the Golden State Warriors Sacramento Kings telecast, and I see something that I've never seen before. Nobody in the NBA has ever seen this before. I don't know when you're going to see it again, but one man, Klay Thompson, son of Michael Thompson, former player, of course, now broadcaster, Klay Thompson scored 37 points. Let me go a little further. 37 points in one quarter. 37 points in the third quarter. He didn't miss a shot, Jerry Burke. You also saw it. What'd you think?
13 of 13. 9 for 9 for the three. I mean, I remember watching David Thompson put up 33 in the first quarter back, you know, it was in the late 70s, early 80s for the Nuggets. And I thought I'd seen everything when he did that. But Thompson, at least, you know, he and Gerwin were going at it for the scoring title last game of the season. You know, and they were giving him, and he didn't miss. I mean, even in a shoot around, you shoot 13 shots, there are nine 3-pointers. Unless you're Larry Bird, you're going to miss one. That was unbelievable.
So we saw one of the great. See, that's why.
See, that's the thing that got me, though. You know, what? He scored 52. What was he, like, slacking off the other three quarters?
We didn't play the fourth. So.
yeah, okay. So there's that. Oh, by the way, in case you're wondering, on Friday, Golden State did beat Sacramento.
you know, and that game was tied, like, at 60 apiece at one point. And then the third quarter, Thompson refused to miss. And, again, folks, I've seen basketball since the age of 5. Jerry Hatt probably is the same. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
I never saw anything like that in EA Sports or anything. I mean, that's just unbelievable. I mean, sure, you know, the only – what's her name? Cheryl Miller may have done that in high school when she scored 102, but that's about it.
Folks, your thoughts, maybe – that's why we love sports. You never know what you're going to see on any particular day.
You're never going to see that again. You're never going to see that again.
1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I know we're going to Las Vegas and K-Shop Radio, but who's the caller?
It's Rick.
Oh, Rick in Las Vegas. Rick, what is on your mind this beautiful night?
An amazing thing. First off, rest in peace, Ernie Banks, Mr. Cub. Man, deserved a hell of a lot I got from baseball. I don't think there's a lot of Ernie Banks in the bank, as they say, the foot in baseball. So, God rest him. A couple things, the stupidity of the inflate gate. You know, the reason all the air was missing out of the balls was because of how bad Indianapolis sucked.
All right, but let me throw you something, okay? The game ends 45-7, and most people are on your side on this issue. I'm on the other side. I'm going to tell you why. And I don't know what side Jerry's on.
If it were 23-21 and it ended up because Vinatieri missed a field goal and you lost by 38. I mean, how much could they have deflated them?
But let me throw something out to you, okay? Jerry Burke robs a bank, and he steals $10,000. Okay, mm-hmm. That same night, he wins the lottery, and wins $1 million. You don't need the $10,000, but you're still a bank robber.
Right.
My point is, it didn't matter to me what the final score is. If you cheated, you cheated.
Right.
And I don't know who cheated. All I know is this. Somebody did, and let me say something else.
My guess was Brady, because quarterbacks have – this has been going on forever. It's just this is the first time someone got caught. And, of course, it's the Patriots. Everyone – because, you know, they have a history of shenanigans. I mean, Brad Johnson says he's done it. I mean, Aikman says he did it. I mean, Theismann – I mean, people are coming out of the wood. It's just nothing unusual. It's just so happened at the Patriots, and the Patriots got busted, and that's – and Belichick and the spy. That's, you know guilt – you know, that's why the big to-do is being made.
All right, so let me ask Rick. Rick, and then I'll ask Jerry.
All right.
You're Roger Goodell. You've had nothing but made bad decisions over the last year. What are you going to do? You're right now, as we do this show Friday night live, you're 9 days in front of the Super Bowl. Are you going to do nothing? What are you going to do?
Isn't he good friends with Bob Kraft?
Nothing, because it is so much ado about nothing.
Thank you.
Do you realize how long they played football without anybody giving a damn how much air was in the ball? And it's something they can do. Look at the rules changes they have made to help the damned offense, and now you're talking about a pound or so difference. You know, I'm here in the pits and in the garage when NASCAR come through, and they make adjustments of up to a quarter pound, as little as a quarter pound of air in the tire, and know what difference that makes on the track. They don't say you have to have this much in. Put what you want in and go with what you got. And if they really want to make it fair and simple, let both teams play with the same damn ball like they used to, and then nobody has an advantage. This is absolutely a non-factor. That ball could have been filled with helium, could have been filled with concrete. The Patriots still stick it right where the sun don't shine in Indianapolis.
Jerry, you agree, right?
100%.
So as usual, I'm in the minority on this program. 1-800-878-PLAY. Hang on, Rick. 1-800-878-7510. But shouldn't it be like in baseball, where in baseball the umpires control the balls? Shouldn't this be the same thing in the NFL, where the referees control the footballs, so this doesn't happen ever again? You might not think it matters, 12.5 pounds per square inch or whatever it is, between 12.5 and 13, can't be below that. But it matters in a cold weather situation. Shouldn't the referees do, you know, blow the balls up and we go from there, just like the umpires do it in baseball? Why is it different in football?
Again, why does it matter to anybody?
It does matter. Everybody agrees in a cold weather situation. If the ball is lighter, you got a better shot at catching it.
Then why doesn't the NFL just say, okay, it's cold outside, let's deflate the balls a little bit so we have a good game?
As long as both sides know it, there's no problem. But both sides didn't know it, apparently, and that's the problem here. One side went below the 12.5. That's all I'm saying. You either live by the rules or you die by the rules. And
why do the coaches put their hands over their mouthpiece when they're calling plays or talking on the sidelines? It's against the rules to look and to decipher and to do all that crap. Why do they do it? Why do guys on second base steal signs and act like they're not? You push the envelope. Listen, this is such a small, minute factor in the overall
strategy. I don't think cheating is. I don't compare. Wait a minute, Rick. I'll tell you, you just mentioned baseball. Okay. If you're on second base and you're stealing signs, that's nothing illegal. What's illegal, let's say the old New York Giants in 1951, having somebody in the center field then stealing signs and giving them to your hitters like Bobby Thompson, that's illegal. And that's what happened in this game. I don't care if it ended 45-7 or 45-43. One team cannot have an advantage. I think Roger Goodell has to do something, but he's made single wrong decision, so I'm sure it's going to continue in that same vein.
The play of the year this year, the catch of the year this year, Fred, in the NFL was Odell Beckham's going backwards and sticking his hand back. He used a glove that had Stickum on it, not the Stickum from Lester Hayes and the Oakland A's. This is Stickum like Post-it notes that the Stickum doesn't transfer to the ball. He doesn't make that catch 10 years ago. The technology has advanced what guys are able to do. How is this any different? It's a bit of technology, but it is so minuscule in the overall scheme of things.
If
the catches guys are making because of equipment.
If the rule says 12.5 to 13.5, I stick to 12.5 to 13.5. Rick, great call. As usual, people who disagree get more airtime on this show. Rick, of course, listening on KSHP 1400 in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. You're up next at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Anybody out there going to support Fred? Jerry's against me. Rick's against me. I'm in the minority. I want to hear some other voices right here tonight on Sports Overnight America.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that? but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Get the pace car! What for? Because you hit every other damn thing out there. I want you to be perfect.
All right, the Patriots certainly are not perfect as far as legalities are concerned. We can discuss that on Sports Overnight America. He's Jerry Burke in San Francisco, Fred Wallins in Los Angeles. Your phone number anywhere across America, listening in Sirius XM, Channel 92, or any of the stations, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. This is a true story. Growing up in L.A. in the 60s, Of course, the Pro Bowl was at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum for all those years. And my dad, being a good dad, took me three times, four times, five times. I think I went 7 out of 8 years. My dad enjoyed the game. And at that point, I think you got like $1,000 if you won it and 500 players on the losing team. And at that point, that was a lot of money. We're talking 50 years ago. I actually had to go to my mom to ask my dad not to take me. And that's when the Pro Bowl, they actually played to win. Now, on Sunday, we've got what the Sanders All-Stars versus the Carter All-Stars. Now, I've got to ask you, Jerry, are you going to watch the game?
No, I think I'll go watch a hubcap rust.
The reason I'm asking you is because there's odds on it. I don't know. I forgot already. Is a card. One of them is 2.5-point favorite.
But
people are betting on this game.
Of all the All-Star games, this one may be the most useless. I mean, even more so than the MSL All-Star game. I mean, this thing is pointless. It really is.
What do you? Okay, so listen.
How long ago did they stop having the Super Bowl champs or play the college All-Stars? How long ago did that stop?
I would say at least 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah, maybe more now. I used to like that because it was the one time I think the Bears. Where the defending suit,
fun,
and they got beat. I mean, something like that, I wouldn't mind. But this is just stop it.
Yeah, I think more than 20 years ago. I think it's got to be much longer, 20 or 25 years. Yeah, I think it's way back then. But it was fun. It was fun to watch, and I watched it. But this, there's no chance. All right, so ESPN under the rules cannot show the Super Bowl. It has to stay on. Regular channels, non-cable, not satellite channels. Mm-hmm. So they get the Pro Bowl instead.
Lucky
what kind them. Of rating? What kind of ratings think ESPN will get on Sunday night?
I think a test pattern would get better ratings.
I know we got a call in Los Angeles, but again, I missed the name.
Larry. Who is
Larry in Los Angeles giving us a call. Larry, what's on your mind?
Hey, as far as those Pro Bowl games go, that's one of the games that you just go, thank God there is betting. Because if there wasn't betting, that's the only reason to watch it. I think it helps to have betting, being in Vegas and having some action.
No, but my point is, if you're a bettor, you want to think you have an advantage. Tell me how you would think you would have an advantage in basically a pickup game. That's all I'm saying. It's like flipping a coin, isn't it? Or what advantage would one? I guess you get you have the list of the players, but you don't know who's going to play hard, who's going to play. 15 minutes and who's going to play 30 minutes or who's going to play the entire game. So, I mean, isn't it just pure luck? And aren't you giving the casinos, aren't you giving the betting palaces an advantage? Because you have no advantage in a situation like this, do you? If you have an opinion on New England versus Seattle, you know, you know something that nobody else knows or you feel something that nobody else feels, then you have an advantage in your own head at least. But there can be no advantage here in betting, can there?
No, it's clearly a crapshoot, but again,
that's it.
It's one of those things where it's like watching that game from Hawaii at the end of the night. If you have a little action on,
Art Schleister wouldn't bet on this game, for Christ's sake.
I like that line. Art Schleister wouldn't bet on this game. Okay. So Larry, any comments about the Super Bowl? Any comments about the Patriots and the cheating or non-cheating? I'm in the minority here. Everybody is on the other side. They say it's superfluous, didn't matter, and let us go on with it, and Goodell shouldn't do anything, and I think he should do something. Whatever he does, it's going to be wrong. What do you think?
Well, I think it's a violation more than gamesmanship. I don't think it mattered in the game because Brady played better in the second half when they had the regulation ball. So I don't think it mattered in the game, but as far as if they're doing it, you got to drop the hammer on them at some point. I don't think they want it to affect the Super Bowl, clearly, but I wouldn't be surprised. I will say this. I do think I believe Belichick more than I do Brady. Brady's way of handling questions was kind of like, well, I didn't actually, you know, stick the pin in the football to do it, but it certainly left open the possibility of one of the people underneath him doing that. And it's kind of like, well, I don't know who did it. I don't know which of my three guys did it. You know, it's kind of like the guy that fires the blank on a firing squad. I do tend to believe Belichick more than I do Brady. I don't know. We'll see.
What do you think Adele's going to do? I'm going to put you on the spot. We're live on Friday night, the 23rd of January in 2015. What do you think Adele's going to do sometime next week?
I don't know the timing, and I've heard different things. People say, hey, we don't want it before the Super Bowl, after. I think he's going to drop the hammer on New England, regardless of who did it. I just don't think he wants it to affect the Super Bowl itself, so I don't think any suspensions, but I think there'll be some big money coming via the Patriots when they all are said and done and they figure out what actually happened.
Jerry, what do you think? What do you think Adele's going to do?
He's hoping for a scandal.
I mean, what else can, you know, I mean, he's had nothing but trouble.
He's hoping for something else to come up to take everyone's mind off this.
But what do you think he's going to do? And Larry made a good point.
Something, but, you know,
before the Super Bowl or after the Super Bowl, is he going to do something?
Probably after. That'd be my guess.
Does it take away from the – Larry, do you think, as a fan, does it take away from you watching the Super Bowl coming up 9 days, this going on, or does it not take away from the game in your mind?
Well, I think it makes you love and hate somebody more. So on that level, I think, you know, I think it makes you – how can you – the Patriots, the cheaters. No, I mean, it's kind of bad with that connection with our country, too. So I think it may be good drama in terms of people not liking the Patriots and rooting more for the Seahawks. That would be my guess.
Jerry, you agree?
For the most part, I do, yeah. Getting another call here. Hang on.
All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. So anything else on you? Larry, I know you're a big Laker fan. You think Kobe Bryant will ever play again?
I don't see how he can leave the, you know, $25, $26 million on the table. I think he comes back next year, assuming that there's a reasonable chance of healing. And he is a workout animal, and I think he'll definitely try.
Okay, let me throw you something. And I don't know what side you're on, but this is something that irritated me beyond belief. On Wednesday night of this week, after he hurt his right shoulder, he ices it down, and he comes back in the fourth quarter, and he plays left-handed. Now, I'm sorry. Now, some people, and again, I'm in the minority on Facebook, I threw this out there, people thought that was great. I think trying to play left-handed is a conceited, selfish attitude that basically Kobe's always had, saying basically he's bigger than the game. Now, Larry, are you on the other? Do you agree or disagree?
Well, just the fact that he can put up with the pain and do it, there's something to be said for that. But as far as detracting from the team, I think it's misguided. And if you're that off, you need to let, you know, Clarkson with two hands is better than Kobe with one. Let's be real.
So is that on Byron Scott? Yeah, he's lost control of the team?
Losing control, I think, is a little strong. But I think Kobe should have been sat down. Just from a medical standpoint, I mean, if he wants to come back next year, exposing himself to further damage is a mistake just on a medical level.
Jerry, let me ask you. You're up in San Francisco, so you're probably more objective than Larry and Fred, both in Los Angeles. Guy coming back out and playing totally left-handed, is it a horse game? What did you think?
Well, Larry Bird did that in a game once, just for fun and games. He said he was going to play an entire first half left-handed, and he ended up scoring like 20 points against Portland. But for Kobe to come out and said that's what he's going to do because he's hurt, and you can take it two ways. A, he's doing it for the team. B, I think he was doing it for the press. That's my personal opinion. And as far as leaving X amount of dollars on the table by retiring, I would risk, you know, radiation poisoning for $25 million. So, I mean, I can't blame him for wanting to come back for the money. I'm not saying it's right, but I can't blame him for it.
I think they'd pay him anyways. I think Jeannie is so close to him, and the Buss family is so close to him. I think they'd pay him anyways. I don't think they would not pay him. If he's that severely injured. Hey, Larry, great call from Los Angeles as usual. Call us every week, and thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much.
All right, Larry, give us a call from L.A., 1-800-8. He's listening to SiriusXM, Channel 92, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Come back. We'll talk about, the Board of Regents in California, Jerry, this week discussed something really interesting, that bonuses and salaries of football and basketball coaches and all coaches should be dependent on the grade point average of the student athletes. Didn't get very far, but I think it's really interesting, don't you?
That, to me, would be the best thing ever all around. I mean, someone like, Rick Pitino or John Calipari, especially someone like Calipari, with the one-and-done people who aren't going to class. I think that would be a fantastic thing to have. I really, really do.
Folks, agree, disagree. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can email me, yours truly, Fred Wallen, sportsfred@AOL.com. We'll come back and talk about that. On Friday night, I saw Atlanta beat Oklahoma City. The Hawks have won 15 in a row. Kobe Bryant, of course, with the torn rotator. We can discuss that. Marshawn Lynch and that dance in the end zone, and he's ashamed to be an NFL player.
And don't forget, on Friday, the Knicks, their first three-game winning streak of the year. Congratulations on Friday to the New York Knicks.
So Phil Jackson, congratulations for that, no question about it. And we'll come back and talk about a whole lot more on Sports Overnight America, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. He's Jerry. Louis Black will join us. I'm Fred. I presume you know your name. Back with more on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network right after this.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
If you've ever imagined yourself in Hawaii, YMT Vacations will make your dreams come true. With a perfect climate, breathtaking scenery, and exquisite beaches, you can experience paradise with YMT on a 13-day four-island tour. Feel the warm sand beneath your toes on Oahu. Smell the flowers and see the brilliant colors of Kauai. Discover spectacular waterfalls and lush tropical foliage on Maui, or picture yourself strolling the black sand beaches of the Big Island. YMT Vacations offers weekly departure dates with beautiful hotels on all four islands, baggage handling, tour guide drivers, sightseeing, flights between the islands, and free time to relax. For details and reservations, call YMT at 1-888-400-5770. Don't miss out on this trip of a lifetime at the guaranteed lowest price from only $1,649 plus tax. Low-cost airfare available too. Call today, 1-888-400-5770.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use Tech Erase, did you? Lucky for me, had you used Tech Erase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
These people are so evil, they have no color. And you don't with that kind of evil.
That was Lewis Black talking about the New England Patriots. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I'm serious. I'm probably more a Patriots fan than a Seattle fan. I don't care who really wins. I have no really strong opinion betting-wise. And you can go to my wagers at phoenixsports.com, phoenixsports.com. But I don't, at this point, I don't really have a strong opinion one way or the other. After the deflation gate started, it sort of made you think twice about the side that you might have been on. But, again, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I want to throw you something, Jerry. I was brought up and born here in Los Angeles. And sports-wise, the two things that are still the most important to me are the Dodgers and UCLA basketball. I grew up during the John Wooden era, of course. And I would say UCLA basketball, a slight lean over the Dodgers. And here's the problem right now at UCLA. I saw them on Thursday night lose to a good Oregon State team. Oregon State is undefeated at home this year at Gil Coliseum. But Steve Alford's the coach. And Bryce Alford, his son, is the point guard. Now, Bryce Alford is a pretty good shooter, but Bryce Alford is not quick enough to play point guard against the good teams in college basketball. Now, if I'm a high school stud and my father and mother had gone to UCLA and I'm a point guard, I'm 6'2 and 200, and I'm the best high school player in the nation as a point guard, I won't go to UCLA. Because I know that Bryce Alford is going to be the point guard, and I'm going to have to play either behind him or play another position. Talk about nepotism in your mind, how tough it is, and go from there.
Yeah, it is tough. You know, Steve Alford in the first place. This is a guy, his entire career since he came out of Indiana has been a whiner. He whined that he didn't get, why did the Pacers draft Reggie Miller and not me? It's like, really? You're comparing yourself to Reggie Miller? He got into the pros. He blamed the fact that he wasn't like all everything because he was drafted by the Mavericks. I never liked Steve Alford. I mean, I've never met him, but he just seems like a guy who just felt like he was always entitled. And, being that, now I'm the boss at UCLA, my son's going to play point. I don't care. I don't care if Michael Warren, walks in there.
Yeah.
And that's a shame. And it really is a shame. By the way, Michael Warren, the guy who played Officer Hill on Hill Street Blues.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. He played with Kareem and Bill Walton.
Yeah.
But yeah, Alford, if I'm a blue chipper and have the opportunity to go to UCLA, I'm not going to UCLA as long as Steve Alford's the head coach there. I'm sorry.
I agree with you. And that's a problem. And that's Dan Guerrero, the athletic director, who hired Steve Alford. There were other coaches out there who would have died to have the UCLA job. Alford was a very mediocre coach at New Mexico, and before that, Iowa. Before that, Southwest Missouri State. And this thing with his son. His son's a good shooter, good enough shooter to play off guard. Last year, of course, Zach LaVine may have come back this year, but he wanted to play point guard. And when they both were substitutes, they were the sixth and seventh players, and it would always be Bryce Alford playing point guard and LaVine playing off guard, and he didn't learn what he wanted to learn. He left school, and he's a good player right now in the NBA, certainly for a first-year player who didn't play that. He didn't start at UCLA last year except a few games. But again, if I'm a high school stud, I'm not going to play for Steve Alford, and if I'm a high school point guard, I'm certainly not going to play and say yes to UCLA, even if it was my dream to play for the Bruins. I grew up, you know, my grandfather played under Wooden or something like that. I still wouldn't go to UCLA as long as Bryce Alford is playing, because he's going to be the point guard. Folks, if you have any, I remember Al McGuire and his son, Allie. I mean, and Al McGuire said it best. He said, well, he's my son. You'd have to be a lot better than him to take over his job. And
John McKay was like, he got some criticism for playing his kid, J.K.
Both
at USC and then again with the Buccaneers. But he did not make J.K. the star. You know, and he made a point of saying, you know, there are people better than him. You know, he's good enough to be on the team, but he's not the best player here. It just so happens that he is with the Buccaneers. And, you know, McKay was the different cat. I mean, first off, you're talking about an elite coach here, and also a guy who was very good with the press and was able to put a spin on it to where it was acceptable that his son was on his teams.
Yeah, it's as a UCLA fan, I'm not happy. And this team won't make the NCAA tournament this year. And they're very shallow in depth. And
well,
part of that.
Let me ask you, how do you think the players on LSU felt when Press Maravich was the coach there? And his boy Pete came in there and basically told the rest of his team, you know, let Pete shoot as many as he wants. He's our only chance to win. How would you like to have been the other four guys on the court?
Well, I would have actually felt better that than what this situation, because Bryce Alford is not the best player on this team, and he shouldn't be the point guard, and that's the problem. Of the two, this is a worse situation because you got a kid in Maravich, who was by far the best player on that team.
Ever, maybe.
Maybe ever. And if you want to win, then you let your best player do his thing as long as he's passing the ball, if you're open for a layup, things like that. And he was also a very good passer, and people don't seem to remember that.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as Alford is concerned, he's a good passer, and he's a good shooter. He's had streaks of 0 for 11. He's also had streaks of 7 for 8. He's a good enough shooter to play off guard, but he's not quick enough to compete.
He's not an up-tempo guy.
That's it. That's
you know,
all.
If he was playing in a conference where, you know, back in Indiana, where they don't do the up-tempo thing, or at least not as much, you know, not as much as they do out west. Okay, maybe. But he is not an up-tempo point guard. That's not to say he's not good enough to play Division I ball. He's just not the guy you want running up and down the court, and in the Pac-12, he's just not.
And he's trying. You know, yesterday the quickness of Gary Payton Jr. versus Bryce Alford was, you know, it's not comparable. And the Bruins got within 2 points late. They lose by 11. Saturday they play Oregon. They're going to lose that game too. And as a Bruin fan, I am not happy with what I'm seeing. Now, part of the fact that they have no depth is not on the new coach. It's on the former coach and Ben Holland, who ran off all the kids. So I guess you got to give Alford a year or two. And the best thing is 3. And at that point, Bryce Alford will have used up his eligibility. And then at least somebody else out of high school can figure he'd have a shot to play point guard.
Yeah.
1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Folks, you're going to watch the Pro Bowl. We'd love to hear from you. All right, Marshawn Lynch and his dance, your comments and the fine and saying basically he's embarrassed to be an NFL player or he's embarrassed for the NFL. And what do you think?
I think Marshawn Lynch he's trying to be colorful or he's not going about it the right way. I see what he's trying to do. And be the the Dwayne Thomas type a little bit,
right.
But you know, Dwayne Thomas at least was funny, you know, with his little one word answers. I mean, you know, what was the one line Tom Brookshire said to him, something about him being one of the better running backs. And he went obviously, there's a line about the Super Bowl. If it's the ultimate game, why do they play it next year?
Yeah,
you know, Dwayne
yeah.
Thomas at least was with that stoic, taciturn. I don't like anything outside of the game itself attitude, but at least he was funny about it. You know, at least he was entertaining. Marshawn Lynch is just, and I like Marshawn. He's from here in Oakland. I've met him a couple of. He's got to come up with a better shtick. This isn't working because it's coming across as being contrived, which is the worst.
Is he going to retire?
No, he's not going to retire. There's no way he's going to retire. He's young. He's still fairly young. He's healthy. He's going to be making a good buck. You know, he's pushing his second Super Bowl ring here. You know, there's no way in hell Marshawn Lynch is going to retire. He'll threaten to retire, but he's not going to retire.
Is he going to come back with Seattle?
Sure, he's going to come back. He's going to come back with Seattle until Seattle is a non-viable force in the NFC West. Trust me on this one. That's Marshawn Lynch. And I like it, Marshawn. But that's his M.O. He wants to be with a winner. I mean, everybody does. But I'm just saying he's pretty overt about it. I'm telling you, he's not going anywhere.
You know, this is an interesting Super Bowl from this aspect. Pete Carroll is not well-liked. And Bill Belichick is not well-liked. But now with this deflation thing, I think more fans will be on Carroll's side than Belichick's side. Your comments?
Oh, yeah. For Pete Carroll to come across as being the good guy, you know. it's one, and I'm not saying this, please, this is not an accurate comparison, but this is one of those deals where people started going up Pat Mussolini on the back saying, you're really not that bad.
Hitler, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. When people start saying, comparably, okay, he's really okay. We like him. He's not as irritating. If you're Pete Carroll and you have been exceeded in the irritating vein, ego vein by somebody, you know that there's somebody out there who really deserves the anger and the derisiveness that it comes with being Bill Belichick. But here's the thing, on both levels, they win. I don't care if these guys, dress badly, have bad teeth, and they win, and that's all people care about, especially the owners of the organizations. And so you can't argue with that.
All right, before we go to the break in a couple of minutes here, we're a little bit past halfway point of the NBA season. The Cavs on Friday night win like by 40. At one point, they were 20-19. How many total victories for the Cavs? What I'm basically saying is they've had winning streaks and losing streaks. Are they for real now? Because now they're on a hot streak. Are they going to win their 55 games or 52 games, or are they going to go back into the inconsistency that they were earlier this season?
I could see, and they're not going to win. If they win more than 55, that's because the rest of the Eastern Conference is doing what the Knicks and the Sixers are doing. Now, 52 is between 48 and 52. I could see that, but I got news for you: they are by far not the best team in the Eastern Conference. And you could say, fine, Atlanta as of Friday has won 15 or 16 in a row.
15 in a row.
And just
right.
Because you've won 15 or 16 in a row doesn't make you the best. Just like if you lose your first, God knows how many of the Sixers lost, that doesn't make you the worst. Look at the Knicks, but. I mean, Chicago, I still think the Washington, I still call them the Baltimore Bullets. I think the Bullets, I think Chicago, and I think Atlanta, are better teams than Cleveland right now. So, I mean.
I watched Atlanta on Friday night against Oklahoma City. They're a very well-coached team.
Oh, yeah.
Budenholzer, who I guess learned, he worked in San Antonio, so he had to learn a lot.
Right.
But this team plays as a team.
Right.
It really does. It does not have the most talented players.
Right. Somebody, when this all started, you could say that it was with the Spurs, but when Detroit won that title, it's over 10 years ago now, isn't it? When they won that title, with being a team more than a set of stars,
That's
when everyone started looking, going, aha, okay, that's the way it should be done. Of course, San Antonio has been doing that all along, but Detroit made the best case for having a good team as opposed to having the best players. And I think that the teams that are catching wind of that, the Dallas Mavericks caught wind of that. I think now the Golden State Warriors are catching wind of that, as is the Washington Wizards. I think the sooner teams get wind of that, the better off they're going to be. And thank you, Detroit, by the way, for that.
The Clippers, Charles Barkley says they're not a playoff-ready team. They're a regular season club. They're an inconsistent team. Can they turn that on in the second half where they become a playoff team?
I think no, and here's the reason why. The fact that Doc Rivers decided that getting his kid on the team was a viable. No, I'm being dead serious. What is it about Austin Rivers? And he's probably a nice guy and good to his mother. I don't know. Right. I don't care. My point is this: what is it about this? Is really okay. This is what you need so much. It's going to make you a really strong playoff team. I got news for you: if the Clippers took on the Warriors in a best of five right now, the Warriors would win it in two. I mean, that's how good they are.
Well, they got rid of Jordan Farmer, who did not play well this year, and basically replaced him with Austin Rivers, who's quicker, and maybe that part of it, besides the fact, of course, that he's his son. All right, back to the nepotism and the Alford and the Bryce Alford deal. All right, we'll come back and conclude this hour on Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still love to hear from you. You can always email us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. SportsFred@AOL.com, SportsFred@AOL.com. He is Jerry, I'm Fred. I presume know your name on Sports Overnight America. What you gonna do?
you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
And now here's a feature you're sure to like.
Jerry, how much time we got till the break here?
About 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
All right, this is not going to be sports. So this is what happened to Fred this week.
All right.
Fred had about $900 in one of his checking accounts, and I don't know exactly. I don't keep I have a checkbook, and I keep close to, I know within $20 or $30 what I have in there. So I called up the Bank of America, and they said I have $10, and I said, no, that's not possible. And I said, so give me the list of the last checks, and they said you wrote a check to some guy for $809. I said, no, I didn't. I don't even know who this guy is. So what I'm trying to tell you is that I had to close my checking account. Somebody has managed to forge a check. I don't know how they do it, how they did it. Telling everybody out there, and you too, Jared, I'm sure you're more aware of these things than me, but I've never been hacked before. Had to close the account, had to call everybody else that I had written checks on, uh-huh. And because the bank said they'll put them through but and make the money good, but I don't trust them to really do so. So anyway, I had to call 12 or 13 merchants to say, if the check bounces, it's because somebody wrote a check, forged a check. Did it ever happen to you, anything like that?
I had somebody try to steal my identity a couple of years ago, and all my friends got a really good laugh out of that. And I was like, you want to steal my – knock yourself out. You know, it's funny. The people who do this, I mean, it takes you have to be pretty bright to pull off something like that. You know, can you imagine if these people, like, took their – talents and put it towards good? But you know, they might be able to help out some people, but you know, they want to make the quick buck. But yeah, I had someone try to steal my identity a couple of years ago, and I was like, knock yourself out, have fun with that.
If Folks, all night long, Sports Overnight America. He's Jerry. I'm Fred. Give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can always email me, yours truly, Fred Wall, and sportsfred@AOL.com. Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline, USA Broadcast Network. More right after this.